When have you last spent some time in prayer? Not a quick say grace at dinner or even an emotionless reciting of the Lord's Prayer. I'm talking about on your knees, spending time talking to God. What if you were lost in a jungle with no cell phone or Wi-Fi and you were in desperate need of direction? You would want to know where you were and what direction you needed to go to find safety. To do that, you'd need a compass. But what if you had a compass but never took it out of your pocket? You would have access to direction, survival, and safety, yet you would remain lost, directionless. Prayer is my lifeline. Because of Jesus, I have full access to God, and I don't ever want to take that for granted. But how often do we only throw up our emergency prayers without having an ongoing relationship and conversation with our Heavenly Father? Prayer is our direction link to God. It may or may not change the immediate circumstance, but it changes our hearts and our perspective. Jesus prayed all the time. Luke 5:16. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Jesus shows us his dependence on prayer. How much more do we need it? Jesus relied on the strength of the Father. He was disciplined to make time to be alone with God. When you spend focused time in prayer, something beautiful happens. For me, sometimes what can begin as a simple prayer time can turn into a full-on snot cry prayer session where all of my worries, fears, struggles, and doubts rise to the surface for me to speak out and pour out to God. In Matthew 6:8, Jesus tells us that our Father knows what we need before we even come to Him to ask. But the purpose isn't in that petition. It's in the act of seeking and communing with the Creator of the world that cares about you and sees you right where you are. Maybe you're not sure where to start when it comes to prayer. I want you to try something. It's the navigational prayer. I learned this teaching my daughter's small group. It's super simple steps to help guide you through prayer. All you have to remember is back, up, in, around, forward. Got it? Okay, say it with me. Back, up, in, around, forward. Now, find a quiet place, maybe on your knees or not, maybe sitting in your car at lunch, eyes closed or open, but a place to be still, get alone, and focus on talking to God. Then walk through these directions. Look back. What has God done for you? Look at where you've been and how God provided, how He moved in your life. Recognize and remember those moments of grace and blessing. Tell Him thank you. Look up. Remember who God is. He is the Creator of all things. He made you in His image for a purpose, and He loves you. Reflect on that and the awesomeness of who He is. Tell Him how good He is. Praise Him for the beauty of creation. Thank Him for making you uniquely you, and tell Him how much you love Him. Look in. Take a quick life and spiritual inventory. Is there sin you need to ask forgiveness for and turn away from? Have you wronged someone and you need to make it right? Are there habits and things that need to change? Ask God to help you. Look around. Who in your life is in need? Who around you is hurting? Pray for them. Ask God for wisdom and how you can encourage, love, and help them right where they are. Look forward. What do you hope happens next in life? It's a new year. Talk to God about your dreams, your hopes, and fears. Lay it all at His feet as you trust He orders your steps. You will find direction, clarity, and peace as you pray and spend time with God in prayer. That's the truth. So today, look back, up, in, around, forward. As you do, your time with God will become less about you and more about who He is and His perfect love and plan for you. I'm Lori Klein.